two American troops are dead from direct Iranian fire. The Pentagon is rushing F-16s and F-35s to the Middle East. Iran is warning its regional allies to prepare for wider conflict, and Khamenei just called Trump's signature worthless. Good morning, I'm Marcus Rodriguez, and if this Sunday feels heavier than most, it should.
I'm Sarah Chen, and we have an enormous amount of ground to cover today. The Iran crisis is dominating headlines, but there is so much more happening simultaneously that demands your attention. Russia just hit Kyiv with a major ballistic missile barrage, while Ukraine reports Moscow may be planning a 500,000 troop mobilization. The Eastern Front and the Middle East are both on fire at the same moment.
On the domestic political front, Trump has tentatively agreed to let Saudi Arabia enrich uranium without the standard non-proliferation safeguards, a decision with consequences that will echo for decades. Senator Ted Cruz is pushing a term limits constitutional amendment as Mitch McConnell's hospitalization drags into its second month, and experts are warning that the administration may be laying groundwork for military action against Cuba.
In tech and AI, one in three American workers say AI bots have recorded their work meetings, a number that should stop you cold. The semiconductor index has entered bear market territory, down more than 20%, driven by fears over China's Kimi K3 AI model. Etched, an AI chip startup, is seeking a $20 billion valuation. And we'll tell you why Wall Street is deploying chatbots specifically to decode the new Fed chairman's deliberately opaque communications.
On the business side, Alphabet, Tesla, and Intel all face earnings tests this week, with the AI trade under serious pressure. Big tech AI debt is approaching $570 billion, and bond investor demand is softening. Goldman Sachs is recommending shorting the British pound. Palantir's CEO, Alex Karp, gave a remarkable and troubling interview about AI making him 20 times richer, while average worker salaries merely double.
We'll also cover Dave Eggers delivering a pointed critique of ChatGPT directly to OpenAI staff at Sam Altman's own invitation. The Tate brothers have been arrested in Miami. Will Ferrell's new Netflix film is number one, despite catastrophic reviews. The NYC mayor is walking back his pledge to arrest Netanyahu. And in science, researchers have finally identified the dinosaur-killing asteroid as an extraordinarily rare coechondrite. A finding 66 million years in the making.
We have the World Cup final happening today in New York. NORAD jets were scrambled over the city this morning. Severe storms are hammering the tri-state area with flash floods, and Michigan is shut down by wildfire smoke. It is a Sunday like no other. Let's get into it.